Wet weather isn't good for wheat, and Louisiana has had a rainy winter. LSU Ag Center wheat specialist Ed Twidwell.
What we're seeing is, especially in fields that where the soil's real heavy and maybe some water stood for several days, the wheat is yellowing in those areas and not doing very well.
Wheat grown on poorly drained soil will likely suffer this season. But Twidwell says the wheat on well-drained soil is in good condition. The warm temperatures have accelerated the growth of the crop, which is about 2 to 3 weeks ahead of where it normally is this time of the year. This could lead to an early harvest, but also could cause problems if the state gets a late freeze this month.
Wheat that's relatively far along, say past the boot stage and heading stage and further along than that even, and we get some freezing weather, the effect could be really devastating on the crop this year.
The winter's weather conditions also could set up the crop for more disease issues. Some susceptible varieties are already showing signs of the disease stripe rust, and Twidwell says leaf rust could be a problem later in the year. He recommends farmers scout their fields for any problems.
Kind of keep an eye on them, make sure they don't have too much disease in there. If not, then they may look at having to spray some fungicides.
Many farmers missed out on fertilizing their fields in February because it was too wet. Twidwell says while it is later than farmers typically fertilize, they can still benefit from fertilizer applications in March. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.